So we're just supposed to wait here until, like, what, it's our court time? And then we go in there and then it's, what, like a trial?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, this is my first time doing it, but, I mean, that's what the brochure said.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've never worn a tie before.
Yeah, I've never worn shoes like this. I'm always in sandals.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You look good, though. It's a good tie.
Thanks. You think the jury will like this tie?
I think they'll like it. I think that's, okay. They're definitely going to like it. I think it'll work to your favor.
Or like your shoes.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. That's what my lawyer said. I need to wear good shoes. That's really important in instilling credibility.
Yeah, my lawyer picked out this tie.
Really?
And he handed it to me. Yeah.
That's a gift right there.
Well, he added it to the bill.
Like any good lawyer, I guess, would. Nothing's free, you know?
Nothing's free, you know?
Means he's the real deal.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
If he was a free lawyer, I wouldn't have as much confidence.
No. Yeah.
But,
mine's free, so I'm a little concerned about
it. Really?
Yeah. I couldn't afford it. Like, I'm not rich like some people, so.
Well, I'm not rich. I had to get a mortgage, a second mortgage.
Oh, God.
It was rough. I sold my car.
Yeah.
I had to sell my wife's car.
Oh, my goodness. You didn't have to sell your wife, did you? Nothing like that?
No, I didn't. I mean, if I could, I would.
Oh, yeah. I know the problem.
No, I don't mean that. I love her deeply. And
I know what you mean. I love my wife, too.
Oh, good.
I love her.
Yeah, so, that's good. Do you got any kids?
Yeah. I got two kids. I got Tony, my son, and then I got my other daughter, Tony.
Oh.
My son's Tony and my daughter's Tony. One's with spelled with a Y, one's spelled with an I. Yeah,
Y and an I.
Yeah, Tony and Tony.
Tony and Tony. Is Tony short for something?
No, we just, well, I guess the son is Anthony, and then the daughter is
Anthony.
Antonia.
That's
the
right.
Daughter's Antonia.
Oh, Antonia.
Anthony and Antonia.
Anthony and Antonia. Okay, wow, yeah.
What about you? You got...
No, I can't conceive.
Oh, you can't conceive.
No, it's a problem. It's a problem with my testicles.
Problem with your testicles? Wow.
Yeah.
So, what's that discussion like when the doctor comes in and says, hey, you know, your testicles ain't working? Is that hard to hear?
Well, it happened when I was a teenager because of an accident.
Yeah.
It was a horrible accident. It was a lawn mowing accident.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I was mowing my parents' lawn, and I was trying to get a jam out of the blades. And then it sliced into my scrotum.
Whoa. How old did you say you were at the time?
I was a teenager. I was like 16.
Oh, my God. Right when you're just horny as hell all the time.
Oh, I know. It was
God,
terrible.
It's the worst time.
Well, they were able to reconnect everything except my ability to conceive children.
Okay. So you still get the pleasure.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, if I'm being honest, yes, I was horny as hell as a teenager, but it made my senior year hell.
Yeah?
The women at my high school, they treated me like just a sex object.
Jeez.
They were horny as hell too.
But
they were all scared of teenage pregnancy.
Oh.
And they were all scared to ask their parents to get on birth control. You know?
But they knew
but
you.
They
were,
knew
you,
me. They knew
you.
About me. It was in the newspaper.
My God, you were like the impotent Casanova. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, but it's actually, it's kind of related to what I'm on trial here for.
Yeah.
I stole, I'm being accused of stealing sperm from a sperm bank.
Well, I heard that that's a federal crime.
Yeah, because they're federally insured.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow, well, they're going to throw the book at you, boy.
I mean, I hope not. I really hope not. It's, my wife, she wants a baby.
Well, that's honorable. I mean, I understand.
And I can't conceive.
Yeah.
And, well, she's not from my hometown, and I never told her. I never told her that I can't conceive.
Oh. You never told her before you got married?
No, I haven't told her even now. We've been married 10 years.
Whoa. Well, then what does she think you're doing at the courthouse, then?
Well, she doesn't know I'm at the courthouse.
Oh. She thinks you're at work.
Yes.
Oh.
You got it.
I get it. So that's where y'all are in your marriage. I get it. Yeah, I've been there before.
Well, what does that mean? Where you are in your marriage.
Where you tell your wife you're going to work, and then I go to the bar.
Well, it's just because I'm so devoted.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm not accusing you of anything.
It's
I'm just
not
saying
like
I'm going
to a bar. I'm in court for trying to, you know, make her life rich.
Yeah, yeah. No,
give her
you're
what
trying
she
to
wants
be-
in life. Make her dreams come true. Were you making your wife's dreams come true when you were at a bar?
No. I had to come forth. Okay. I had to apologize, and she found out. You know, she's wondering why our cash is always, you know, going out the door and not coming back in. You know, honey, I'm sorry. I had a midlife crisis, and I had to say, honey, I've been going to the bar, I've been drinking, I've been talking to people, I've been keeping away from the women.
Okay.
Just want you to know, but I've been talking, but we're good. So, but man. I guess, you know, you opened up to me here about why you're at the court. I should tell you why I'm here.
Oh, yeah, please.
Yeah,
I mean, I wasn't going to pry.
No, well, but look, you're like, you're a very warm fella, and I feel like
I could open up to you. I really appreciate that.
Of course. So I'm here, let's just say there was this guy named Stubing.
Okay.
Who I used to work with.
Uh-huh.
And this guy Stubing, he used to paint me pictures. And one time he painted me a picture of me.
Oh,
but
wow.
It was the most revolting picture of me I've ever seen. And I was aghast at what I saw here, because usually he painted beautiful pictures. And I thought we were good friends. When I saw that picture, I thought, oh, so this is what you think of me.
Did he think it was a beautiful picture? Or did he acknowledge that it was an ugly picture?
I think he was trolling me, as the youngsters say. I think like, this is a good picture, right? Wink, wink.
Oh, I see.
So I took the painting, I took it out of his hands.
Yeah.
And I set it on fire.
Whoa.
Yeah.
In front of him?
Yeah, and now he's suing me. He's suing me for...
How could he do... Oh, because it's not your property.
Yeah. He didn't officially give it to me. I took it from him. So now he's suing me.
Yeah, he could have sold that to somebody.
Yeah. Who knows? Maybe it would have been the next Mona Lisa. I don't know.
Yeah, it's weird that you can do a painting of another person and they have no right to tell you what to do with it.
Yeah.
I could paint you doing anything I want.
You could. Yeah.
And there's nothing you could do.
Nope.
But if I drew an illustration of you doing something and printed it in a magazine, you might have grounds.
Yeah. I guess that's, the difference between private and public like that.
Fine art.
Yeah.
And graphic design and illustration.
Exactly.
But really, what's a painting?
Yeah.
You know, why is it so special?
I mean,
How come he gets to get you in trouble? It's your face.
It is my face. It's my likeness.
Your likeness.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, I don't know. I mean, we live in weird times now. I mean...
You don't even own your own likeness.
I don't own my likeness. It seems like this artist has more right over me than I do.
Yeah.
And...
that's terrible.
It is. So we're going to see what happens. I mean, he's got a good lawyer. This guy, he's got a good lawyer. I don't know how he affords him. Maybe he's like a brother-in-law.
The painter?
The painter. Yeah, sorry. I'd give context. Yeah, the painter... My former friend, Stubing.
Right. Stubing.
Yeah, Stubing. He's got a good lawyer. I think he must be related because I don't know how he affords him. He and I do the same kind of work. We don't make a lot of money. It's good work, but we don't make a lot of money. And yet, I think I'm worried he's going to win. And then what's going to happen?
What's going
to
happen?
If he wins, it's not like I'm going to have to pay him money. He's actually going to own my likeness forever. That's what's at stake
here. Oh, my God, of course. You'd have to allow him to at least do another painting.
Oh, he could do a nude of me. He could do whatever he wants. You know?
Yeah.
He could post it online. I'm telling you.
He could make an effigy of you and burn it himself.
He could. Yeah. He could make a little doll and start doing the voodoo thing, my God.
God.
I'm already cursed enough.
That's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, you know what, though? I had to sell my likeness. That's one of the things I sold to pay for my attorney.
Really?
Yeah, I sold my likeness to EA, the Electronic Arts Corporation.
Yeah, they make all the Madden football games. Yeah,
I guess. I don't think they're putting it in. Maybe they will put it in the crowd.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll be an audience member in a football game or some like a Nazi in one of the shoot-'em-up games.
Yeah. Call of Duty.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Like something like that.
The Nazi Hitler.
Right.
Not Nazi, sorry. The zombie Hitler. Excuse me.
They like the zombie
Hitler.
The zombie Nazis.
Yes.
They like in these games. So maybe they'll put my face on one of those, or like a cowboy or something. And, you know, I don't know. I don't really play that many video games.
I don't either.
But, you know, they'll put me, maybe I will if my face is in them.
Yeah. I mean, if I could have my face in a video game, that would be like in the 1940s, getting my name on the screen with Humphrey Bogart. You know what I mean? That would be unbelievable.
It would be, yeah.
Yeah.
In today's world?
Yeah.
For sure.
Kids would respect that.
Oh, wow. The irony.
The irony, I know.
You know, I mean, here I am. I can't have kids. And here's my face. Kids all over the world are going to see it.
Yeah.
And man, they only gave me like $15,000. Do you think that's too low for my likeness in perpetuity?
Well, I was never very good at numbers, but it's more than I think I would have been offered. So yeah, $15,000 is pretty good.
I mean, they can
it's
use
all
it
relative.
As much as they want forever.
Yeah.
In anything. Well,
maybe
in
they may want a little more than $15,000, maybe like $16,000.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, $15,000 is what I got, so.
All right, well. You know what's funny, though, is that, like, you're right, kids around the world, they'll idolize you, but if they're your own kids, they're just going to laugh at you. Oh. Like, my kids, when they play video games, if they put my face in a video game, like, hey, Dad, look
at
it.
Is that a thing people do?
Oh, yeah, my kids, when they play the boxing game and they put my face, and I'm the one they're punching in the game.
Wait a minute,
and
so it's not even that special?
I mean, when it's your own kids.
I mean, you can just put your face in a game already?
Yeah, you can. It's all this artificial intelligence, whatever. Oh, this hullabaloo. You
well, upload. I guess I got paid, so.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways. So your kids, though, they don't even care that your face is on the TV screen?
No, that's what I'm saying, though. Like, my kids think it's funny. Oh. Like, they somehow got a hold of my picture, and they uploaded it to this boxing video game they were playing, and they put my face on the opponent, and then they proceeded to pummel the opponent. So they were beating me up, and they thought that was funny. I was like, turn this game off.
Yeah, beat you.
They were like, Dad, shut up.
Oh, my God. They told you to shut up?
Yeah. I smacked him a little bit. He's all right now.
Okay, yeah. If I told my dad to shut up, he would smack me.
Yeah.
Jeez. Well, now I see why you had to burn that painting before your kids saw it.
Thank you. See,
I'm
glad.
And put it in that video game. Then they not only would they be punching you in the video game, they'd be punching that awful painting of your face.
Thank you. See, you're the first person to understand my point.
Oh, of course
not. You and the lawyer, but I don't know how good the lawyer is, so.
Frankly, when I see photographs of me in other people's homes, I burn them.
Oh, you do?
I do.
Good. That takes a lot of balls, you know? Just go into someone else's house and just do it.
Who gave you the right to put my picture up on your in your house?
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Exactly.
That's my picture.
If it was on their phone, I would throw it into the nearest lake, you know?
Yeah.
If it was a sign in the front lawn, I would put it in the street and run over it, you know? I'd run over my own face.
I don't put pictures of myself up in my house.
Yeah. Who wants to look at yourself?
Who wants to look at yourself?
I cover all the mirrors, and I'm not even Jewish, you know? I just cover them. I just don't even...
Wow. You cover all the mirrors?
I do. I unless I really have to look at myself, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm real into doing my hair.
That's respectable. I understand, you know.
Yeah, I put pomade in it.
But what? Oh, pomade? Yeah. You ever put Brill Cream?
No.
Okay, that's old stuff. My grandpa used to do that.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
What?
Yeah. Now you're here at the courthouse.
I'm here at the courthouse.
And your court date is
today.
Today.
Yeah.
You're feeling pretty good? I mean, you got the tie. I think the jury's going to like that.
I think the tie's good.
Yeah.
I think, I had this great attorney.
Mm-hmm.
Cost me an arm and a leg. And I guess I'm feeling pretty confident.
All right.
I think we're really running this sob story angle.
Yeah.
You know?
You got to do that.
Yeah. And I don't know. We're thinking they might lessen it.
Good.
Might lessen the charge or something.
You ever had court food?
Court food?
Yeah. It's almost like prison food, but in court.
No.
Yeah, they feed you. It's like a certain type of delicacy.
Like, is this what they give the jury?
Oh, they give everybody. It's almost like, I wouldn't say.
No way is the judge eating some awful court food.
That's true. He's probably got like a bowl of crab bisque or something in the back.
Or these high-priced attorneys?
They're probably eating, you know, steaks or if they eat soy, whatever that is, you know, they're probably eating nice. But, you know, the court food for the jury and the defendant and the prosecutor.
Is that what's in those briefcases?
Yeah, yeah.
Is it lunches?
Yeah, it's not the documents. They're not carrying any documents. It's your food.
Nice hot food. Lunches so yes. They can avoid eating the court food.
That's right.
And it's the bailiff and the jury and the witnesses are all stuck eating this court food.
Yeah.
I see.
Well, and the judge, I mean, that's why he wears that giant cape so he can sneak in his snacks. You know, whenever he bends down, he's bending down.
Whole chicken under there.
Yeah. Rotisserie from Costco, you know?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
That's good chicken.
I could eat that day and night. Oh, my God.
Oh, man. Man, the entire time I'm in there, I'm going to be staring at the judge, just wondering if he's eating.
I know, yeah.
If I catch him taking a bite, I'm going to be like, can I have some of that? I'm a little peckish, you know?
Yeah. Hey, who knows? Maybe he'll take maybe he'll take pity on you. He'll give you a bite. You know?
Maybe. Hey, you know, God willing, if I get off and I'm walk out of here a free man today, you wanna like grab a lunch?
Sure.
Grab maybe a beer or something.
I love that. I drink.
Okay.
I drink,
good.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
I drink beer. I drink spritzers. I drink.
Spritzers.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Singapore Slingers. I love all that
Singapore
stuff.
Singapore Slingers.
It's good stuff.
Okay. Yeah, I drink beer. I drink gin.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, old school.
Those are the only things.
Do you get, like, the little onion balls in there with, like, the gin martini?
An onion ball?
You know, the... you know, the old martinis, gin martinis. It was gin and the little onion balls.
Not an olive?
No, it was gin. Yeah. It's a little gin sphere. It was, yeah.
A gin sphere.
Yeah, I used to drink it on Mad Men all the time.
Okay, no.
I feel classy and watch that show.
I didn't even know.
Yeah. Well, okay, so you said God willing you get out of here, but let's say God not willing.
What if I'm not a free man?
What could happen to you? What are you facing here? How much time in the clink?
Well, I mean, I really can't know until I get found guilty and then there's a sentencing and... I don't know. But anywhere from 6 months to 6 years is what he told me.
Yeah.
It's the old 6-6 range.
Jeez.
Did your lawyer give you any indication?
Well.
I know he's a free one.
Yeah. I mean, he had to pull out a book when he was giving me.
Oh, wow.
Like, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he's like, hold on once. It was more like his phone. He scrolled through his phone.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah.
At least he had a phone.
Yeah, he's modern. He just ain't so smart.
Okay.
But he said the crime of burning your own likeness owned by somebody else, which is an actual crime in the legal book.
Well, you're burning their personal property.
Yeah, burning up is punishable by a year to 3 years in prison or probation and a $10,000 fine. I don't know how they arrive at that number, but that's what I was told.
A year to 3 years?
Yeah. I think they want to see what intent was. Was my intent... to, like, murder this painting? Or was it just, like, was it premeditated?
Okay.
Or was it not premeditated? You know, if it wasn't a premeditated burn...
Then it's not as bad.
Yeah.
Oh.
So it's kind of tricky stuff here.
Yeah, that's kind of where my lawyer said I'm in a bit of a pinch because it was very clearly premeditated.
He had to plan how to get in there, how to steal it.
Oh, I did.
Did you have an insider? Like, how'd you know where to go?
So, yeah, like the sperm bank, they don't know what's good sperm or bad sperm until after you give them a sperm.
Yeah.
So I go in there and I make a donation of some semen, some spermless semen.
Yep.
And then I see a guy with a key card, like clipped to his jacket, and boom, unclip it, swipe it, put it in my pocket.
So you went there under the ruse of donation so you could steal it. Or you had the idea after you donated, because you knew your semen had no sperm.
No, yes, I did know that. I've known that since I was 16 years old.
So you...
So I went there with the intent purposes of stealing the key card.
Okay. I mean,
I kind of really slowly walked in the hallway until I saw a key card.
Yeah.
Because some people put them, like, in their pocket.
And, I mean, it's probably so easy just to walk through the hallways of any business now because everybody's just looking at their phone. Nobody looks up anymore. So you could just walk through and nobody would know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, wow, well, I got to give you kudos. You pulled it off. So.
Well, I didn't. I got caught.
Well, you pulled off getting the key card.
I did pull off getting the key
card. Where did it go wrong after that, though?
When I went back to the sperm bank, I used the key card, got into the sperm bank. went all the way to where they keep the sperm. It's a giant refrigerator.
Yeah.
It's like a whole room that's a refrigerator.
Wow.
Yeah. And then I opened it up and I saw just all the sperm. Just vials and vials of sperm. So much sperm.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. And then I also saw that a lot of the employees of the sperm bank apparently keep various refrigeratable, you know, items that they want to keep cold.
Oh, you know? Like sodas or...
Sodas.
Yeah.
Lunch items.
Yeah.
Some leftovers.
So you got Danny's sperm next to a tuna sandwich.
There was like half a pizza there.
Yeah, okay.
And then it looked like, you know, a bunch of drinks that were like half full bottles of liquor and things. Yeah. Like leftover from a party, maybe.
Sure. There were no like little vials of milk, right? Because that would make it confusing. Milk next to sperm. I wouldn't know which one is which.
There were glass bottles of milk.
Oh, my God.
Like the old-fashioned glass bottles of milk.
Jeez. I wouldn't want to confuse myself like that.
Yeah, I know. You could end up impregnating a woman with milk.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah, that's no good.
So I'm sorry, I interrupted you. You got in there.
And I was like, hey, this pizza looks pretty good. You know, how often do I have a open bar?
Yeah.
Right? So I started drinking and then I kind of let it get away from me.
Yeah.
And I passed out. And so they came in and found me the next day, the employees.
Oh, my God. Well, I mean, it's a good story, you know?
It is, yeah.
It's a good story. Yeah. And I don't think anyone can ever say they've had quite a story like that.
No. I mean, somebody.
Maybe. I mean, there have been famous bank robbers, but there's never been a famous sperm bank robber.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. You're like the Jesse James of the sperm bank robbery world.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, now I'll never be able to get it, though.
Yeah, but you got infamy. That's what you got.
Yeah, this is going to sound crazy. Would you impregnate my wife?
Wow. Nobody's ever asked me that before. Not going to lie, I've,
I don't really
I kind of always wanted to be
friends.
Asked that, though. I've kind of always
really?
Wanted to be,
you always wanted to be asked
yeah.
that?
Yeah. Not going to lie.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you're being honest, I'm being honest.
And I'm sure no matter what happens today, I'm going to be banned from that sperm bank.
Yeah. So. Well, I mean, I would be happy to, but I need to make sure your wife would be okay with that.
I mean, she really wants a baby.
Yeah. Have you considered surrogacy?
Surrogacy, wouldn't that be, wouldn't...
Well, I guess...
I mean, she could conceive.
That's true, you're right. See, I don't understand the biology of it all.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's... I don't know what the deal is there. So either you can't, the lady can't carry the child, or sometimes they just don't want to.
Yeah. Right. Well, man.
But, so how about this? If we both get found guilty,
yeah,
let's meet up in jail.
Let's do it.
If we're both found innocent, or just let out, you know, we might get found guilty, but not have to serve any time. If that happens, let's meet up. Do you know the bar down the street?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Jerry's.
Yes, Jerry's.
Yeah.
Let's meet there. I don't know what to do, though. If one of us is...
That's
one
what I'm
of us
about.
Goes to jail and the other one doesn't, then we'll both be waiting for the other one.
We will be.
And
I mean, it's going to be like all those melodramas. I mean, one of us is going to have to write the other letters.
Yeah.
Have to visit the other in jail. I mean, I got to be honest. If I go to jail, I don't think my wife, she's not going to come visit me.
What?
Yeah. I love her, but she's not going to visit me.
Oh, my God.
We got a complicated relationship. I mean, she's also got the kids and...
Oh, yeah.
Excuse me. Doesn't want the kids to see me in jail.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. So it's a little complicated. I mean, one of my kids, he's got a glass eye. He
oh
can
my
only
God.
See out of one of his eyes. Yeah.
Was he
yeah.
born that way?
Yeah, he was born that way.
With a glass
yeah,
eye?
He was. He was born with a glass
wow,
eye.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah.
So we like to call him, I shouldn't say we, I apologize. The kids who bully him, they like to call him Glassy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but it's instilled a little bit of grit in him.
Sure.
But she doesn't want him with his one good eye to see me in prison. You know, she wants the one
course.
Eye that he sees me with to
if you
be...
only got one.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Right. It's not like you can look at one thing with one eye and one thing with another, you know? He's got one eye. That's it.
Oh, yeah. I see what you're saying. There's no balance.
No balance. Yeah.
So if there's no balance, you don't want to go negative. Because then you're always tipped over.
That's right. That could irreparably harm him and his view of me. And
oh, God. His view of himself.
His view of himself. I know.
Well,
he's already got half a view of himself with only one eye. And I say that with all the love in the heart in my heart because he's my son. I can say things like that, but he's a good kid.
Well, frankly, either way, I kind of want you to impregnate my wife.
Okay, yeah, I can do it from prison.
Whether we're whether we're in prison.
Yeah, they do those concubine, or what do they call them, those conjugal visits. Yeah, they do that.
We can just do it like a switcheroo kind of situation.
Sure. Wait, you mean you want to be with my wife?
No, well, my wife doesn't know I can't conceive.
That's right, yeah.
So we're going to have to trick her.
So at the last minute. Like, you're going to blindfold her?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll tell her it's a new thing I'm into.
All right. She may go for it. I mean, it's 2023. I mean, people are into some strange stuff today.
You never know. Or I'll ask her if she wants to have a threesome. That's another way to do it. I'll tell her I've developed homosexual interests.
Yeah.
And I've met a man that I want. And she would probably like that, honestly.
Yeah, menage a trois prison style, you know?
She's always making, like, you know how sometimes people make jokes, but you could tell they're kind of, like, hinting
at
what they want.
You mean, like, they call it the euphemism word.
Yeah,
euphemism.
Sure. Like, she's always kind of making jokes about us bringing another guy into it.
Yeah.
So,
kind of like, I always make jokes about wanting to impregnate another man's wife. You know, I kind of make those jokes to my wife. My wife thinks it's really funny. Honey.
Oh, right.
Like, that's ever going to happen. It's like,
it could happen.
Yeah.
It could happen. And you know, if we really like the kid, it could happen more than once.
Maybe. It'll be a good kid.
Yeah.
Well, go ahead. Sorry.
Well, I was going to say, I think it's. It's my court time. That's my lawyer in the door there. See that suit he's wearing?
Yeah, it's a good. It's
so shiny.
It is shiny, just like his hair.
Yeah. So
I can see why you developed homosexual tendencies.
Well, I didn't really. We're just gonna tell my wife that so you can impregnate her.
Yeah,
and she'll think it's mine.
Oh right, yeah.
That's it. That's it.
Okay, you're right.
I don't have homosexual interests. Strictly heterosexual interest. I only want to engage in a threesome with you so you can impregnate my wife. Just want to be very clear on that.
Makes sense.
I don't want you to do it for the wrong reasons either. Because I want you to know it will not be reciprocated.
I am doing it to help out my new friend.
Okay. Oh, good. You're not even doing it just to sleep with another man's wife.
Doing it to help you out, my friend.
Okay, wow. That's good. All right. Well, I'll either see you on the inside or the outside or
in my heart.
Or in my heart.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey. Oh, thank you for visiting me in prison here.
Oh, yeah. I'm really sorry that, you know, if it's any consolation, I waited at that restaurant for like 4 hours.
Oh my God, you're such a good friend.
Oh yeah, no
you
problem.
Are.
No,
I would have done the same thing for you.
Really?
Yeah. I've never felt closer to just, you know, another guy friend. Maybe because we were both in dire straits and we were both kind of feeling, I was feeling hopeless. I don't know about you. And maybe we just bonded in that moment. So it means a lot, you coming to visit me. I mean, my wife, God love her, I love her. She hasn't visited me yet.
She hasn't visited you at all?
No, but I think I remember saying when we met back then that she probably wasn't going to visit
me. No, you did say that. Yeah.
So it makes sense, but I love her. She's a good woman.
Oh, good. Yeah. Well, speaking of wives, I brought my wife.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
That's right. We were going to do the little thing.
She's here. She's here if you'd like to meet her. Would you like to meet her? I can go get her.
Yeah, please.
Hey, hi. Hi. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
This is the gentleman I told you about here.
I'm Tony.
Oh, hi. Oh, he's cute. He's cute. Yeah, we could do that. We could do a little. He asked you if you wanted to do a threesome kind of thing.
Yeah, he asked me. He didn't tell me. He told me you were pretty, but I didn't know you were this pretty.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's the love of my life. Honestly, honey, I think you're the most beautiful woman in the world.
You tell me that too much. Okay, just.
Well, I can tell he means it when he says it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you know, I appreciate you saying that, you know, because sometimes you wonder if people can see, you know. It's good to know that people can sense the connection that you have with your Pasha.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's important, that reaffirmation.
Yeah, so, yeah.
I want to keep this clinical if I can, just so that there aren't any feelings between me and your wife, who's very beautiful, but as long as we understand those boundaries here, this is strictly to help both of... Oh, this is, it's just nice meeting you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
It's nice to meet you, too.
I got a little carried away here because I haven't seen a lady in months since I've been in prison, so I was suddenly, you know, if you... Hope you can understand me. I apologize for getting a little carried away.
Were you always this talkative? I feel like you're liable to, you know.
Yeah, normally not. I guess I just, it's me and my bunkmate. Gerald, he's a little too much.
Is he?
Yeah, he doesn't talk at all.
Oh my gosh.
So that we don't talk. I talk to him and he just sits there staring into space. He looks over at me, and every time he looks at me, I think he's probably going to stab me with what I don't know. But, you know, I've certainly changed since I've been in prison, and it's just nice seeing a beautiful lady. That's all I'm saying. So,
thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And let's get to it.
Mm-hmm. Well, your husband proposed. We met when we were outside the courthouse, and we formed a very close friendship. And he told me that he would be interested in...
Well, I told her that we're here for the threesome.
Oh, she... Okay.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah.
Oh, okay,
oh,
good.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I know all about it.
Okay, good. Sometimes I don't know what I can say, what I can't say, especially in prison. If you tell one prisoner the wrong thing, they kick your teeth in, you know, so I'm always on edge about what I can say.
Yeah, I thought the rule was like, keep your mouth shut.
Yeah, that's kind of the rule, especially with the guards. Wow. The guards, they hate us.
Oh, that explains what happened to your teeth.
Yeah, it happened to me, and then another guy, Jimmy, they killed him the other day. You know,
it's
just
bad. Do they not...
Nah, they don't care. No,
they don't give you the dental...
They don't do dental replacements, I'm going to be without my molars here and my incisors.
Oh, God, that's terrible.
But it's okay. Some of the other prisoners think I'm attractive now, so it kind of works in my favor. You know, you gotta have allies when you're in prison, so it works to my favor.
Sure.
I'll leave it at that. But,
absolutely.
But... You know we're here for the threesome, right?
So,
darling?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, good. Well,
let's get to it.
Yeah, well, I gotta talk to the warden, and I gotta schedule the conjugal visit, which can be for now, but I gotta officially schedule it.
Okay.
So,
all right.
He's gonna come over here in a few minutes, but until then,
tell
me a little bit about yourself, darling. Tell me about your life.
About me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. My father was a race car driver.
Hmm.
He drove for like NASCAR and stuff.
Yeah.
But then he got in a horrible car accident when I was in college.
Oh my goodness. Was he okay?
No, he died.
Oh my
God. He died. And then I didn't finish.
What was that?
I didn't finish college.
Oh, you didn't finish college. Okay.
No, I was so devastated.
Yeah.
And I stopped going to classes, and then it's just like... So it's like I have this like unfinished degree. I only have like 12 hours to go, you know?
Oh, you're so close.
I know. It's crazy.
But it's always easy for people to look from the outside and say you have to keep living, but they don't know the pain you're going through.
Oh, it's so hard.
They don't know the pain.
Sometimes you can't show up.
Yeah.
You know?
I once lost my good friend.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry. He was my little dog. He was my best friend.
Oh.
It's not the same as a father, but
no.
When your dog is your best friend and you lose him.
Yeah, that's sad.
You get a little choked up here. So I know a little bit of what it's like to lose a loved one, you know.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing that.
Oh, of course. Again, like your husband, you're both very warm people. You make me want to open up to you and be a friend. Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Well, you know, maybe while we're waiting for the warden a little bit more, maybe we should talk a little bit more about the mechanics of how this is going to work. I mean, we don't have to get graphic or anything. I don't want to do that. I think it's best to leave that for the bedroom. But, you know, your husband's attractive.
I think he thinks
maybe I'm attractive. I don't know.
Yes, I told her that I have developed homosexual interests.
That's right, yeah. So, you know, maybe some things should be off limits, some things should not be, and we can figure that out when we get in there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. What if we just have a safe word that means stop that?
Sure, like tamale or something like
that? That's perfect.
Yeah, okay.
That's perfect, because I don't even like tamales.
Oh, you don't? Okay, good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Great.
That's good.
Well, here comes the warden. Oh. Okay, great. I think we can go into the room now.
Oh, good.
Hey guys, thanks for coming to pick me up as I I'm getting released from prison. Thanks for picking me up.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Yeah. You're going to be sharing the back seat.
No.
With somebody special.
Oh my God.
That's true.
Look at that little
look at him.
Guy.
Oh, little baby Bert.
Baby Bert. Oh, he's so
named
cute.
After his grandfather.
Yeah. Oh. Named after his grandfather, but I see he's got my nose. Oh my God! Wow,
this is my child.
You're right. That's your child.
It's my nose.
Right.
That it's got. There.
Oh my God! I don't know why I made that mistake. There, I apologize.
Yeah, he's got my eye. He's got my eyes.
Yeah.
He's got that. I don't know how he got this hair color. He was born with this rich, luxurious, like red hair, and
gosh,
neither of us have red hair. I don't even have anyone with red hair.
Well, I mean, I have a little red hair, and
yeah, what a coincidence!
Isn't that crazy?
You guys look good together.
And he sure like that looks like that mole on his nose looks like my mole.
Yes, it's much like a mole on my back. You know the mole on my back, honey.
Oh yeah, of course, of course I do.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I. It sure does. Gosh. It's so strange. I feel like I went into prison.
Yeah.
And I came out of prison a changed man. And now that I'm out of prison,
like rehabilitated.
Rehabilitated. Except now, I don't want to tell any more lies or have any more secrets. And I feel like there's something I need to tell you.
What?
Ma'am.
What?
Don't you do it. Don't tell her. Don't you tell her. Don't tell her.
What? What are you? I can hear you. What are you? What? Just tell me. What is it?
Man. Darling.
Don't do it.
All I've been wanting to say since that wonderful moment 9 months ago is...
Mm-hmm. It was wonderful.
I love... Your husband's a great man. That's all I wanted to say.
Oh.
And he's going to make a really good father...
Oh, thank you.
To that beautiful baby.
Oh, thank you.
That has my nose and mole.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I want to thank you, and I want you to know I'll never forget this. Thank you.
You're welcome.